Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm very excited and honored to have Vice Admiral Cutler Dawson here, folks. He's an amazing servant of this country. Is 34 years in the Navy as a leader, and he sought excellence every step of the way. He then left the military and joined the marketplace as the CEO, President CEO of the Navy Credit Union for a number of years. He's now retired from both of those. Cutler, thanks again for being here. Thanks again for your service. In the Navy Credit Union, what did you learn there that you didn't know? When you got started, not having been in the marketplace, What was the first thing that you, when you got there, that you were kind of surprised about?
Well, actually, the first thing, I had a 14-year journey at Navy Federal Credit Union. It was the joy of my life. The first thing I learned there was that, just like the military, everybody in the organization looked up to me for leadership. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, I've got a lot of responsibility here. And then the first thing I tried to do when I got there was to prove to the people that worked there, the employees, that I cared about them. And, we talked about, do you call me Admiral? Do you call me Cutler? I said, I want you to call me Cutler. I want you to be comfortable with me. And I spent a lot of time getting around, going to the deck plate, sitting by people's desk and just saying, tell me what you do and tell me how I can make your job easier and better and more efficient.
Wow. What an example. They call that management by walking around.
I'm a firm believer in that. And I was visiting branches routinely up until the day I turned over the leadership at Navy Federal to Mary McDuffie.
Wow. So the Navy Credit Union, of course, that's worldwide, right?
It is. It's got over almost 9 million members now and 340 branches around the world. When I started, it had 100 branches,
yeah.
And we grew to 340
wow.
or so. It's got a very fiercely loyal membership. And mm-hmm. we call them members, not customers. And we try to treat them well and do the right thing by them.
Well, and it grew significantly under your leadership. What was the thing that you saw about the banking industry? What did you learn about the banking industry? Because this is a big part of our world, Cutler. The banking for small businesses out here on Main Street. Our banks, and I in my case, and in about 60% of most small businesses, our best friend is our community bank and or a credit union, a local credit
yes,
union.
Yes, and that's one of my discoveries, too, that as you grew, I'd like to say about Navy Federal Credit Union, it's a small credit union. It just has a lot of members.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's the biggest credit union. But you need to have that personal touch to the people that come and depend on you. And I think that's what gave me the greatest pride was that we attempted to do that. And every decision that we made at Navy Federal, we tried to make it through the lens of the customer, through the member. And then we'd say, what is the right thing to do for them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a small bank or a credit union will do for you. Big banks are okay. They're convenient. But I don't think you're going to get that personal touch that you get in the community.
No disrespect to the people who work in the big banks because they're my neighbors. But the big banks, by definition, are not going to have the humanity to deliver the humanity that a credit union and a community bank can to deliver. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. And it can be a tremendous thing. And if you're in small business and you hook up with a credit union, they're going to have a personal relationship with you. And if you do right by them, they're going to do right by you.
Absolutely. Last thoughts before we wrap up. I got about 1 minute, Cutler. What are your thoughts about the military, the U.S. military going forward? Where do you think we are?
I think we have the best military in the world. I think, like you and I discovered, it's a great place to start in life.
No question.
The lessons that you learn from there, whether you stay in 1 year or 34 years, will stand in good stead for you the rest of your life.
And I know you agree with me when I tell people over and over again, if you have a chance to hire a veteran, don't wait. Don't balk. Put them at the top of the list. Put them to work. What do you think?
I think they're the hardest working. They know how to accomplish the mission. They know about loyalty. They know what it's like to be under tough conditions. You can't hire enough of them.
Yeah, I completely agree. The book is called From the Sea to the C-Suite. It's a well-earned documentary by Vice Admiral Cutler Dawson of his career in the military and in the marketplace. Hey, Cutler, will you come back again?
I'd be delighted to. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
Thank you for being here. Vice Admiral Cutler Dawson, folks. Thank you for your service, Cutler. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.